"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Hello, how are you? This is one of those stupid fake holidays.
Happy President's Day, John.
So that all the lazy slobs in the world can stay home. President's Day.
Yes.
We're supposed to do what? I mean, at least on Christmas, you know, you're supposed to go to church if you're religious or exchange gifts under the tree.
Go to a presidential library.
A presidential library.
You get discounts at the store.
Yeah, you do, right?
Or car sales.
Sure.
Stuff like that.
But I was thinking all the presidents in my lifetime and how nearly all of them really were bad. They were just, there was nobody to admire. Mm. Like the last 20 years, last 40 years, 50 years. First president I really remember was Richard Nixon. That didn't turn out well. Then Gerald Ford, who couldn't stand up straight because he was so drunk. And then Jimmy Carter was obviously a disaster. Boy, people think the inflation rate is bad now. You should have seen it when Carter was president. It was like 13%. So he was no good. Clinton was the only thing I remember. You think of Clinton, right? You think of something sexual.
Monica.
First thing. Yeah, Monica, right? You think of sex acts. Sex acts that you don't want to imagine between him and Monica.
Dress.
Right. And George Bush, what did we get out of that? We got a stupid war. And we got the stock market crashed. The mortgage market crashed. Katrina. Obama was annoying more than anything else.
He had a nice voice.
He had a nice voice.
He has a nice voice.
I was, which you just wrote him off there.
I corrected myself.
Yeah. And Trump's insane. Biden is half dead. Why do we venerate presidents? What's the need in human nature to have like a daddy figure, to have a royalty figure, a king? I mean, most of them are just political hacks that floated to the top of the bowl. And for then, government workers primarily to get the day off.
No mail today.
No, yeah. And this place is empty, of course.
Well,
I can't tell this from any average mundane. Anyway.
It's raining also, so I don't know if people raining. Can come.
Right. Why didn't you come in? Oh, it was raining. I might get wet. I'll buy you an umbrella.
There's going to be traffic on the freeway. I saw two accidents on the way here. this morning. Yeah. And I still made it to work on time.
Yeah. I saw that sinkhole on the ramp off the 405 by Skirball. But nobody had fallen into it. Like, if there were people falling into sinkholes, I could see why you'd need the day off, right? I couldn't get to work. I fell into a sinkhole.
Mondays and Fridays, John, people just don't show up to work anymore.
I haven't gotten used to that yet.
I haven't either.
And then it seems like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, too, though, for some people.
For some people.
Some people. Anybody out bicycling today? Oh, I guess they can't.
No, it's raining.
It's raining. That screwed up the bike plans. I saw something, and they've reduced it to, well, they've taken it off now. On Fox News, I heard this driving in. Bill Malusian, who we had him on last week, and he's a terrific reporter. And normally he's in Texas. But what hasn't gotten reported enough is that Texas has been very effective in shutting down the border with Mexico. That between all the cargo containers and the razor wire and the National Guard and other law enforcement in Texas, they threw the feds out, if you remember. And Malusian said Eagle Pass, which was looking at 3,000 to 4,000 illegal aliens a day, he said it's down to about 30 to 40. So from 3,000 to 4,000 down to 30 to 40 because Greg Abbott, the governor, put up barriers, right? Turns out that most illegal aliens can't climb over cargo containers and razor wire and don't want to take on the National Guard down there. So he was reporting this morning, they've actually moved him out of Texas because there's nothing to report anymore. Now he's based, where is he based? In California, south of San Diego. A little to the west of the where the fence ends, the border fence ends, it turns out there's a very rocky mountain to the west of the fence, and there are apparently, he said, maybe 100 people he could see from a long distance, and they have climbed up the Mexican side of the mountain, and they were coming down the other side, but it was really steep and really treacherous. And when he interviewed some of the people, found out they're from Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan! There are Kazakhs running loose. Kazakhstan, China. There's a lot of people, he said, from China. There was a whole mini encampment of Chinese. And where else were they? Oh, Africa? And they're making their way up one side of the mountain and down. They're going very slowly. And what do we have at the bottom of our side of the mountain? We have a welcoming committee from the Border Patrol who are standing there getting ready to process the migrants. See, they've been fenced off in Texas, finally. And Abbott shipped, as you know, thousands and thousands out of state. But here in California, what do we got? We got the dope Newsom, who as of this year is now giving out free medical care to illegal aliens. Maybe you didn't know this, but this actually passed last year. Free medical care to illegal aliens. So they're coming down the mountain all the way from Kazakhstan and China. As soon as they set foot here, it's like, are you okay? Do you need a doctor? We'll give you a ride to the hospital. Everything's covered by the California taxpayer. Even though we have the highest taxes in the nation, and we're $67 billion in deficit this year, we have even more money to give to Kazakhs and the Chinese and people from Africa and everywhere else on the globe. If you're willing to hike up and down the mountain, you win. You get to the bottom of the mountain. You should see this. This is crazy. Because it's squeezed now the whole immigration flow to the west. Because they're going where there's no barrier, no laws, no one. You come to California. The whole world knows you come to California, we have no laws. There is nothing that you will be cited or arrested for, and you will certainly not be deported. In fact, we give you, it's like a game show. Get to the bottom of the mountain, and you've won free health care. You've won free shelter. You've won a lifetime supply of food. There's no limit to. We spend tens of billions a year on illegal aliens who've come into California, and the prizes are so good that they'll climb this mountain. Bill Malugin, who's been at the border for 3 years, mostly in Texas, he says he's never seen anything like what he saw, what he was seeing live. He was reporting live just in the last hour or two. And Fox is still running the video in the corner of the screen from time to time. And you see this just steady march of people we're going to have to pay for. All right. Coming up, there actually was a debate in city council in Los Angeles over whether we should go after copper thieves. And there were, I would have to be fair here, most of the city council agreed we should go after copper thieves. But there were some who didn't think it was right. And we have to highlight them because this is what has screwed up the state and the city, is this kind of thinking. And I wish there was a way to remove these people from office instantly. We will talk about it when we come back. Guess what? No money for you anymore. No more contests. No more $1,000. No more keywords. No more nothing. If you missed it, you missed it. We're going to keep the money here. In fact, Deborah's holding on to the $1,000.
I'm going to go shopping when I get off the air.
Deborah's going to save up and get a handbag.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
No money for you. Contest over. You should be working today. Oh, you're not, because it's President's Day. Well, we're not going to make up the difference. We're out of money. This is one of the stupidest stories that I came across over the weekend. There's actually a debate going on over how hard we ought to go after copper thieves. If you don't know, there are thousands of overhead streetlights that are no longer working because all the massive amount of copper wires that have been stolen by all the criminals that run amok because we no longer put anybody in jail for anything. And every neighborhood's going dark. Freeways are going dark. And this is unlike any other city in the country. So they had a meeting last week in city council. And it was a contentious debate. The latest incident which got everyone's attention was a plaque was stolen at the Bethel AME Church. It was stolen because it was made of, they're also stealing bronze as well. They're stealing copper wire. They're stealing bronze plaques. And, you know, the local people who go to the church are really upset. In December, thieves stole one-third of the copper wires that light up the 6th Street Viaduct. That is the famous bridge that connects East L.A. to downtown. And as Kevin DeLeon, and by the way, as nutty and as Kevin DeLeon is, he's actually speaking the most sense because many of the council members want to, I'll give you an example. Council member Eunices Hernandez, she wants to do something to understand why people steal copper. Because they passed motions to establish a rewards program, basically to get members of the public to snitch on the copper thieves. And Eunices Hernandez said the rewards program misses critical steps in understanding the root of this problem. The root of this problem is bad people steal things in order to make money easy. That's the root of the problem. They grew up probably with no fathers. They were not taught morals. They were not taught to respect other people's property. That's the root cause here. And it's always been that way since the beginning of humanity. The first guy who stole a rock from his neighbor's cave was raised badly by the cave parents. Let's call this guy Og, okay? You know why Og stole the rock slab in his neighbor's cave because Mr. and Mrs. Ogg were bad parents and didn't teach him right from wrong. And Hernandez said, well, rather than expand city efforts and resources on a reward program that does not intervene until after the damage is done and focuses on punitive measures, why aren't we looking to how we can prevent this cycle together? Well, there's nothing you can do unless you have a way of forcing parents to stay together and raise their kids properly. But if dad knocks up mom and then runs off, and mom is overwhelmed and maybe is not wrapped too tight to begin with, what are you going to do here? The government, I hate to break this to people, the government cannot raise anybody's kids. It shouldn't even try. If it tried, it would do it badly. If parents don't want to raise their kids, then they're going to run around stealing copper wire because, as De Leon points out, you could sell a lot of copper wire and make $11,000. Just the copper wire they stole from the 6th Street Viaduct was $11,000. But the repairs are going to cost taxpayers $2.5 million. So you have to put these guys in prison. Not local jail, but in prison. And you put them in prison for years. That's the only thing that's going to stop them. You know, they get a good 5 years in prison for stealing $11,000 worth of copper. They might not do it again. Unless they want to give up another 5 years. And dumping prisoners out of prison was the single stupidest idea that we've ever had in the state. And then we spend all this time going, well, why are people stealing all the copper wire? What is the root cause? That whole concept of root cause ought to be banned. I told you what the root cause is, and you know what the root cause is. In fact, the people who use that term, they know what the root cause is because they don't raise their kids this way. They raise their kids to have a sense of right and wrong. You got to do it when they're 2 years old, 3 years old. If you don't get that lesson in by age five, you're done. Councilmember Monica Rodriguez stood by the rewards program. We can't make it easier for them to continue to break into these systems, steal the copper wire, cash it in, and create a bigger public safety threat. Yeah, we all have to drive around in the dark. You know, they're so worried about pedestrians they get run over and bicyclists they get run over. Well, there's going to be a lot more people getting run over as Los Angeles continues to fall into darkness. The council president, Paul Krikorian, said something nutty. He said, we have to go after the purchasers of the stolen metal, the unscrupulous purchasers, who were the real source of the problem. No, the real source of the problem is the people who steal. And I don't care what the root cause is, why they do it. They do it because it's easy money. What can you do in one evening that makes you $11,000? Who has a job where in one night you can make 11 grand? Who? No. Copper thieves have a job where they can make $11,000. By the way, down in the... In the harbor area around San Pedro, plaques were stolen from the American Merchant Marines Veterans Memorial. They also were stolen at other memorials dedicated to fishing industry families and longshore workers. So bronze plaques are now being stolen and melted down by this crowd. Now, they'd arrested three people. And these, look at this. Here's a guy, he's 42 years old, Deonze Tisby, 42. And he's stealing bronze plaques for a living. I have a feeling Deonze should have been given a long-term prison sentence quite a ways back. Brittany Draper, she's 37. These aren't even kids. These aren't even teenagers who make a mistake because they're so young. 37 and 42. 42, you're starting to push middle age. And Deonna Jackson, 28. The other nutball communist council member, Hugo Soto Martinez, said that the council ought to understand that the thefts might be committed by people living in poverty who are pushed into acts of desperation. No, they're not. It's because they don't want to work every day like a normal person. They don't want to work. A 42-year-old guy, if he's agile enough to steal $11,000 worth of copper, then he's agile enough to have a job 40 hours a week, and then he doesn't have to steal copper. Enough with this poverty thing. There's plenty of work out there. There's millions of job openings in America. Unemployment's at record lows, so stop it. All right, we come back. We are going to talk to Blake Trolley. There was a smash-and-grab robbery in Riverside. Thousands of dollars in jewelry stolen, and the store owner started firing his gun at the robbers. It was all on video, and I watched that over and over again this morning. It was entertaining. Deborah Mark, no handbags were stolen, though, Deborah.
Oh, that's good.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to go to Blake Trolley in 1 minute. This Thursday, we're doing a special show at the Honda Center in Anaheim. You can come meet us. The Honda Center in Anaheim from 1 to 4 o'clock. We're going to broadcast live from parking lot number 4. Why, you ask? We are going to ask you to sign petitions to help massively revise Prop 47. Very important. I'll give you the details during the show today. I just want to tell you where to come. The petitions will be available from 1 until 6. We'll be on the air from 1 into 4. And petitions available for all counties in Southern California. L.A. County, Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside, Ventura, and San Diego counties. You don't have to live in Orange County. You enter the Honda Center from the Ball Road exit. This will greatly revise Prop 47, among other things. They'll start charging felonies on your third theft. They are going to go after fentanyl traffickers and charge them with murder if they kill somebody, and drug possessors and drug users. When they arrest you, you will be given a choice, prison or treatment. You don't take the treatment, you go to prison, which is the way it used to be. So that's 1-4 on Thursday. You come see us. We're going to broadcast live from Lot 4 at the Honda Center. Take the Ball Road exit. Now, on to Blake Trolley because, hey, this is exactly what we're talking about here. Another smash-and-grab robbery. This one on video. Quite entertaining. Two robbers came in with hammers and were chased away with gunshots from the owner. But they did get a good haul. And this happened in Riverside. And Blake Trolley from KFI News has details. Blake, welcome.
Yeah, John, this is another example of a small business fighting back. You know, we don't really see this with the larger retailers, but we've been told in the past by some of these smaller retailers that, hey, we can't afford to take these losses. We're going to fight back if people come in and start stealing things. And that's exactly what happened at Geneva Jewelry. This is a family-run jewelry store in a really nice little shopping center in Riverside. Two masked thieves entered the store. It sounds like they were staking out the place because what happened was a woman entered the store through one of those doors that a lot of the jewelry stores now have in California, that auto lock when the customer walks in.
Yeah.
Well, these guys bolted in when it was propped open, and once inside, and this was all caught on video, they just started swinging the hammers away at cases. That customer that they followed in, the woman, she starts freaking out on video. She runs for the door, but because it's one of those doors that auto locks, she now can't get it open. So she's stuck in this nightmare.
Oh.
So she starts running for the back of the store. The owner who was in the back grabs a shotgun, fired a shot into the floor. And you know exactly when he does this in the video that you say you watched over and over again.
Yes.
Because you just see these two thieves start booking it.
And one of them dropped to the ground or tripped and fell to the ground.
Yeah, exactly. So the owner fired another shot towards them. One takes out a window as they're exiting the store, and one of the thieves falls on their way to a getaway car. It sounds like they did, though, despite him, you know, the jewelry store owner successfully scaring these two guys off. They did make it off with thousands of dollars worth of jewelry. They are still on the run. That said, Riverside Police Officer Ryan Railsback tells me the store owner has not been charged. He says store owners can't have guns. He says using guns requires the same requirements as police officers.
If you feel that your safety or the safety of someone else is that you're around is an immediate danger, you know, and you use your firearm, you need to make sure that you justify that. And the facts and the evidence will show that.
So just some speculation. These guys have had hammers. Investigators are calling this a violent smash and grab. You have two thieves with hammers acting violently, scaring a customer who police say was in danger. She could have been harmed. So I do think it's unlikely that down the road you're going to see any charges brought in this case.
No, that guy was 100% justified in firing the shotgun at them. I'm just sorry he missed. It would have been great if he had taken the two of them out. Oh, and these hoodie guys with their stupid masks on. And I heard, I'll compliment you, Blake, because you didn't do that news person cliche. It's like, and police are hoping that the video will play a key role in capturing the suspects. It is not going to play a key role because you can't identify them. They got a hoodie and a mask on. You can't tell who they are. Could have been me and you in there waving hammers. They're never good. Police aren't going to figure out.
Wait for the recorded reports to come out, John, before you compliment me. I haven't even cut this thing for the news.
Don't say that.
But yeah,
makes me mad.
I'll make sure not to. Yeah, no, it's true. There's really no way to tell who these guys are. It's even hard to tell if it's a man or a woman,
right?
Just given the fact that they are so covered up. But again, this case, I do think it's unlikely you'll see charges. And I do want to say, John, that this story is similar to a story that happened in Riverside just in the fall. Two guys, at least one of those armed, tried to rob a massage parlor, and a customer in that parlor opened fire and critically wounded one of those robbers. That guy that shot that bullet or that opened fire at those robbers, that customer has still not been charged. It appears police feel that person legitimately felt that they were at risk of great bodily injury or death. And again, we saw this last in the fall as well. In El Monte, same thing, family-owned jewelry store. Somebody goes in, starts smashing up display cases, and the owners start beating that person with a stick and chase them down the street. So we're really starting to see
another one of my favorites.
You know, business owners are starting to take things into their own hands. And I remember when I was in El Monte, these small business owners said, we'd do the same thing. We can't take these losses.
It's terrifying sitting there, not knowing when the next guy is coming in with a gun or a hammer and he's going to clean you out and maybe he'll shoot you or stab you or something. What has to happen is some of these robbers get taken out themselves, and then maybe they'll back off and go find something else to do. Go and steal copper wire or whatever's in vogue right now. Very good.
We have seen people be attacked in the past. I mean, I do want to point that out, that there really is a threat to some of these business owners. If you remember in Chinatown recently, there was that woman who tried to get in the way of that thief stealing, I believe it was a statue, and she got punched in the face, knocked to the floor.
You're taking a risk, but this guy had the right idea with the shotgun. All right, Blake, thanks very much for the call, for the report. And thanks for the call, too.
All right, thanks, John.
That's Blake Trolley from KFI News. Smash and grab. Well, I saw that this morning. I was so pissed off. I'm so tired. Aren't you tired of seeing this? What happened to the task force? Right? I thought everybody had a task force to take care of this. And if they're caught, how much prison time do they get? I know they're trying to write up a new bill now, or Newsom is pretending to push for a new bill. And to make smash and grab a separate crime. And it made me think, well, I guess it must not be much of a crime right now. Not much of a sentence if you do it now, if they need a new bill. Or is just posturing, virtue signaling. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
The Rebecca Grossman trial continues. She's the woman who ran over those two young boys, brothers, in Westlake Village. Rebecca Grossman, who's the wife of Dr. Peter Grossman, the founder of the Grossman Burn Center. They were having a separation period in their marriage, and she was running around with former Dodgers pitcher Scott Erickson. And even though she's got all this damage on her car after kidding and killing the two boys, and the airbag blew out, and it was a Mercedes, so the car automatically disabled. Even with all that evidence, the defense is trying to find some vegetables on the jury who will believe that it was Scott Erickson who ran over the boys and killed them. They were driving near each other. They were racing home after spending some time at a bar and drinking. And she had some Valium in her system, too. She's charged with second-degree murder, two counts. And we will talk with Corbin Carson, because there was a twist involving Grossman's daughter in the case. Did you ever take your kids to the library when they were little for, like, a little mommy and me reading sessions or sing-alongs?
I would go to libraries, and I'd also go to bookstores.
I remember taking my guys over to, like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You'd go there, and it'd be reading time, and they would do a sing-along. Maybe they would all, sit in a circle, and then they'd all stand up and do, not a dance exactly, but...
Yeah, I know.
They'd all
fun.
Walk around the ring together. Well, the Antioch Library up in Northern California, that's in Contra Costa County, they had to shut down the library. Here's what's been going on at the public library. There was a couple having sex openly in the bathroom. A wanted criminal was using a library computer. Gee, I wonder what he was watching. They had a racist letter left on us at the service desk. And drunk library patrons acting aggressively. I don't think they were library patrons.
I don't think so either.
But they're intoxicated, and they were getting abusive. In the library parking lot, drug dealing, a burning mattress, the carjacking of one of the aides, and a hit-and-run accident that damaged the car of the library's security guard. He must be a busy guy, or does he just stand there and watch all this mayhem? The library said the Contra Costa Library has made this difficult decision after repeated dangerous incidents in the last few months. We apologize for the short notice and the inconvenience. Why isn't the city of Antioch or the county doing something to protect this library? And because, you know, these are all drug addicts and vagrants and, you know, neighborhood criminals. It says the closure took many Antioch residents by surprise, including the mayor, Lamar Hernandez-Thorpe. I am shocked at the overnight closure of the library. Antioch residents at no point were given warning of this possibility. How come this guy wasn't shocked at, oh, I don't know, the couple having sex, the guy downloading the porno, the drunken library patrons? He wasn't upset about the drug dealing, the burning mattress, the carjacking, and the hit and run. No, the library is closing so that nobody gets killed. And Hernandez-Thorpe wrote a letter to some other administrator demanding to know why he wasn't informed. Now, here's some details. December 1st, the staff called 911. They found one library patron who appeared to be on an unknown substance. That would be drugs. He was shaking, and he had white powder on his face and mucus streaming from his nose. Imagine bringing your kids for story time to this.
No.
But, you know, the librarians, librarians really baffle me because, you know, they were always seen like kindly people, mostly women. And they were just, you know, matronly. They were like everybody's mom. Very civilized and pleasant. Unless you remember, if you made noise.
I was going to say, if you were talking, you'd get scolded.
Right. Now you could be on drugs with white powder on your face and mucus coming out of your nose. And that's what it takes for them to react. And then a librarian found a note that said, I hate blank, followed by a racial slur. All this stuff happened December and January. Oh, here we go. January 13th, staff found large amounts of blood pooled on the bathroom floor. Mommy, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
On January 31st, staff closed the building. They found two unresponsive people, one nude from the waist down.
It's not funny.
No, it's not funny. But what I remember is the librarians went from being nice, you know, maternal characters in life to they were all in favor of protecting the rights of the homeless people to sit in the library, that they should be treated just like anyone else. They shouldn't be discriminated against, even though these creeps and perverts spent the day watching pornography in the library. Why? And I was shocked that you could access pornography in the library. Then these guys watch it, and nobody stops them and throws them out, calls the police. This was going on all over the place. February 16th, couple having sex in the bathroom, asked to leave. Then they found him in the walkway having sex again, nude. The Antioch Library. And the mayor is upset that nobody told him that they were closing suddenly. This is a great one here. A spokesperson for the library, Brooke Converse, says that the librarians are not trained to deal with these types of issues. Well, no, I don't think people in psychiatric hospitals are trained to deal with all these kinds of issues. So they're going to close it indefinitely until they figure out the security. Just, you know, if you see a creepy person approaching, throw him into the street. Because I bet you it's regulars. I bet you it's all the usual losers in the neighborhood. And, you know, just do what you have to do. Fire a couple of warning shots in the air. Get a fire hose out. Zero tolerance. It's not that hard. Oh, no, but why don't we go look for the root causes as to why somebody would take their clothes off and snort cocaine? And all right, we come back. What are we doing here? I'm going to have... Corbin Carson is coming on, and we are going to talk about the Rebecca Grossman trial It's in the defense phase now. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.